From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, negotiations between labor and management at Samsung Electronics over performance-based bonuses are set to resume on Saturday after the company's chairman apologizes to the South Korean people. U.S. President Donald Trump says he and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed major issues including North Korea, Taiwan, and Iran during their summit in Beijing. And nearly 7,700 people apply to run in the June 3rd local elections and by-elections, which are just weeks away. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Rosine Park. Negotiations between labor and management at Samsung Electronics over performance-based bonuses will resume on Saturday after management agreed to meet the union's demand and change its top negotiator. Choi Sung-ho, chair of the Samsung Electronics branch of Samsung Electronics Labor Union, announced that he soon expects to meet with the new chief negotiator, Yeo Myung-gu, who heads the people team at the company's Device Solutions Division. The union has accepted a request to allow former negotiator Vice President Kim Young-ro to attend the talks without verbal participation in order to facilitate understanding of the negotiation process. Regarding Samsung Electronics Chairman Lee Jae-yong's public apology regarding the impasse in labor management negotiations, the union leader said though it will take time to restore trust between the two sides, he hoped the company will make such efforts. Samsung Electronics Chairman Lee Jae-yong has apologized to the tech giant's customers around the world after the company's unionized workers announced plans to launch a general strike next week over performance-based bonuses. Upon his return from an overseas trip on Saturday, Lee said he was sincerely sorry for causing anxiety and concern over internal issues. The chairman also apologized to the South Korean people and thanked the government and officials for their efforts to resolve the situation. He then emphasized that the unionized workers and others at the company were one unit and one family. He said it was time to gather strength through wisdom and move in one direction, adding that he would weather the storm by himself. Despite management's proposal to resume talks, the company's largest union announced that employees will walk out from Thursday through June 7th unless management agrees to set bonuses at 15% of operating profit, abolish the payout cap, and systematize the bonus system. U.S. President Donald Trump says he discussed a range of major issues, including North Korea, Taiwan, and Iran, with Chinese President Xi Jinping during their summit in Beijing. Trump also claimed Xi asked him how the U.S. would respond if China attacked Taiwan. Yoon So-hyang has more.
You know, I have a very good relationship with Kim Jong-un.
Speaking to reporters aboard Air Force One after wrapping up his visit to China, U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed that he discussed the North Korea issue with President Xi Jinping, saying he maintains a good relationship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un and that the two have been in recent contact. He stopped short, however, of offering specifics.
But I have a good relationship with him. He's been respectful of our country.
On efforts to end the war with Iran, Trump said a 20-year halt to Tehran's nuclear program would be acceptable, but stressed that it would have to be a real commitment. He also claimed Xi also agreed that Tehran should abandon its nuclear weapons program and that the Strait of Hormuz should be reopened. On Taiwan, one of the most closely watched items on the summit agenda, Trump said he and Xi talked a lot, adding that he doesn't believe there is a dispute with China and that he made no commitments on the issue. The U.S. president said Xi asked him whether Washington would defend Taiwan in the event of a Chinese attack, a question he declined to answer. If accurate, the exchange could be interpreted as a sign that Beijing is weighing military options. Trump also said he discussed U.S. arms sales to Taiwan with Xi, a potentially significant departure from the 1982 assurance that Washington would not consult Beijing in advance on such sales. China, for its part, announced that President Xi will pay a state visit to the U.S. this fall, suggesting summit-level diplomacy between the two countries will continue. While emphasizing the diplomatic common ground between Washington and Beijing, Trump said tariffs, which are a far more sensitive issue, were not discussed. Yoon So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
President Trump says American and Nigerian forces have eliminated the second-in-command of the Salafi jihadist militant group Islamic State of Iraq and Syria in a combined military operation. Trump said in a Truth Social post on Friday that U.S. and Nigerian forces flawlessly executed a meticulously planned and very complex mission at his direction, eliminating the person whom he described as the most active terrorist in the world. Trump said though Abu Bilal al-Manuki may have thought he could hide in Africa, he was likely unaware of sources that were keeping the U.S. informed on what he was doing, adding that his removal has greatly diminished the group's global operations. Trump had previously talked about possible military intervention against persecution of Christians by Islamic extremist groups in Nigeria, and U.S. forces raided an ISIS base in the country on December 25th through coordination with the Nigerian military.
You're now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Nearly 7,700 people have applied to run in the June 3rd local elections and by-elections after the two-day candidate registration period closed Friday. According to the National Election Commission, 7,791 applications were received, of which 7,668 were completed as of 8 p.m. following application reviews. 51 people had applied to run for 16 positions to head the country's major provincial and city governments, with 579 others seeking top jobs in other cities, wards, and counties. 47 applications were received for by-elections in 14 districts nationwide. Official campaigning will run between May 21st and June 2nd, during which time the candidates will be allowed to canvass using vehicles, give public speeches, and put up posters and banners. The final roster of the South Korean men's team for the 2026 FIFA World Cup, set to be co-hosted by the United States, Canada, and Mexico, has been announced. The list of players on the 26-member national team, led by head coach Hong Myung-bo, was revealed at 4 p.m. Saturday at the KT building in Seoul's Gwanghwamun area. Los Angeles Football Club forward Son Heung-min was picked as captain, his fourth consecutive World Cup entry. The roster also includes other foreign league players, such as Lee Jae-sung, Lee Kang-in, and Kim Min-jae. Half-German, half-Korean midfielder Jens Kastrup was selected as the first foreign-born biracial player on the national team, and K-leaguer Lee Gi-hyuk of Gangwon FC was a surprise pick, having only played one A match. Hong, along with the coaching staff and support teams, will depart on Monday for the pre-tournament training camp in Salt Lake City ahead of friendlies against Trinidad and Tobago on May 31st and El Salvador on June 4th. Bright sunny skies across the country on Saturday, with harmful UV index and ozone levels expected in most regions throughout the afternoon. Looking ahead, the Korean Meteorological Administration forecasts Sunday's morning lows to range between 12 and 19 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs reaching 25 to 33 degrees. In the capital, Seoul, a morning low of 16 degrees and a daytime high of 31 degrees are expected. The early summer-like temperatures will likely persist through early next week, with rain in the forecast on Wednesday. Weekly average gasoline and diesel prices at gas stations across the country rose for the seventh consecutive week. According to the Korea National Oil Corporation's OPNet system on Saturday, the average retail price of gasoline for the second week of May rose 0.61 from the previous week to 2011.81 per liter. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. I'm Rosine Park. You can also catch our news from our website at world.kbs.co.kr.